This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the breath of life for Toys R Us, with news a brand management company called WHP Global is buying a controlling stake. WHP's boss told CNBC Television the idea is to reopen some Toys R Us stores, maybe for this holiday season. It's been 3 years since liquidation. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
After Toys R Us liquidated in 2018, Brian Yarbrough at Edward Jones says Walmart, Target, and Amazon seized on the opportunity with
more advertising, more product. Some of them added a little bit more square footage to that department.
And during the pandemic, with lockdowns and school closures, toy sales grew 16%, according to NPD Group. Yarbrough says the big players have had the scale and technology to capture that growth.
You got to be able to, you know, buy online, pick up in store, pick up curbside.
But people are still familiar with the Toys R Us brand, says Sean McGowan at Gateway Investor Relations. He says the company's new stores are likely to focus on the experience of buying toys.
The joy of going to a toy store and looking around and saying, oh, I'd love to have that, I'd love to have that. And, you know, walking out with something and probably walking out with something more than what you intended to walk out with when you walked in.
McGowan says Toys R Us will probably open smaller stores that can specialize in the toy buying experience. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.